We turn our attention now to Elyria, Images of Elyria. It's a book called Images of America, Elyria. This is books that have been coming out for different communities, and the two that were responsible for getting most of this put together are in the studio with us this morning. We have Bill Burt, Executive Director of the Lorain County Historical Society, and also Bob Ebert, who is the Professor Emeritus of Economics at Baldwin Wallace University, and also, I guess you're the Secretary of the Lorain County Historical Society as well. So that's kind of the attachment you have for the history. Teaching economics, but interested in history, I guess, Bob, is that?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of my fields was economic history. So it fit right into
there is such a thing
as
economic history. Yeah. We tried to learn from what's going on in the past. And, of course, we had Bill on many times before talking about the Lorain County Historical Society, which is located in Elyria.
Yes.
So you do have sort of a fondness for Elyria and its history. Talk about the process, I guess, of putting a book like this together. It's basically kind of a picture book in history form. Tell me about that.
Well, Bob maybe knows the ins and outs of that more, but there are very stringent requirements for how many pages you can have minimum. And if you put one picture on a page, your caption has to be between this many and that many words. And if you put two pictures on a page, why, the captions are smaller. If you have a caption that's between two pictures on the same page, there's really a lot more technical issues to the production. I know Bob was frustrated at times, right?
Yes.
Well, this is sort of, they give a template then, in other words, of what they'll, when you print the book, how it goes together.
That's right. And what was nice, though, about it was taking the resources of the Historical Society, Bill's knowledge, and trying to make all that come to life with those captions in the constraints that the publisher gave us.
You tell a story, you have the pictures, you kind of have to describe the pictures, but kind of also tell the story. In the book, you have it divided into six sections: Going Downtown, Made in Elyria, Home Sweet Home, Worship and Learning, Health and Recreation, Service and Public Servants. Sounds like a good PR for any community, because those are the things that people look for as well.
Sure, and that's what people are interested in if they're wondering what the background of their community is.
You start out by having kind of an old map, which lets people sort of see what's special about Elyria. This convergence of the Black Rivers really, I guess, is what made this community what it is, right?
Yes, that, and then the whole transportation network with the convergence of the rivers, development of the railroads coming through here, turnpike, other highways, made it a center of economic activity from agriculture to industry to service.
I think as people travel around town, they know they have to cross a lot of bridges, and I think the map was a good choice for the beginning because it gives you that geographic overview of where the rivers meet and shows how the town originally was built between the branches of the river.
That was kind of the boundaries, because they didn't, in some cases, have bridges. And you indicate even on here there was no bridge over the river where Washington Avenue is, where a lot of those historic or older, you know, bigger homes eventually were built. And so until you build a bridge, nobody's going to live on
sure.
the other side.
And Washington Avenue was not the oldest section of town. It became the wealthiest and most magnificent for about 100 years. But the town did grow up between the branches. And something that people don't think about is that originally homes were right downtown. And then as more and more business and commerce developed, the homes moved outward.
So many pictures in the book. Are they mostly from the Historical Society, or did you come upon something different and new?
Well, the Historical Society has a lot of pictures, so we really work primarily from our archives. I did acquire some other pictures. We tried to use some things that had not been used in previous Elyria books of this type, and we repeated some. But even where we repeated, I think Bob wrote some really interesting captions. There is just a ton of history in those captions, and it was very well researched on his part.
Bob, I'm looking at the ones, especially for the Sears and Roebuck. You know, it says it starts out here as the Harry H. Smith and Company, and it talks a little bit about there. What were they selling in their stores at that time?
It was kind of a generalized store, hardware and a whole bunch of other things. And then, of course, Sears took it over as time went on.
And I find, as you turn the page on that, obviously for many people in Elyria know that became the city, what was the temporary city hall at the time. Eventually they moved out, and now they tore it down. So there's ground underneath there that hasn't seen the light of day for you know, centuries.
Over a century, that's right.
So you see the area which now they cleared out as well. So it's always interesting to see, even as you kind of excavate, there's a little bit of archaeology, I guess, in a sense. You can see things that had once been there covered up. And that's what happens a lot of times with the downtown areas. There's sort of same structures, but I guess different facades.
The downtown areas, not just in Elyria, but in a lot of towns, evolve through time. And the benefit of a book like this, it shows you how that evolution has occurred over a century period.
It also shows you that things aren't permanent. Many times in the community, someone says, we can't change that because that's been there forever. But if you look back in history, you realize it's not really been there as long. Other things were there before. You indicate a lot of times that there's, well, in many communities, fire is what kind of dictates maybe changes in that, and also things that have happened. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, fire certainly was a huge threat in older times. Back in the 1870s, an entire block of Broad Street burned down. And right after they actually opened the very first library. So that type of thing can be very, very devastating. And as they moved more to brick and stone buildings, fire became less prominent, but it's always a threat. And, you know, as a preservationist that I am, I like to see adaptive reuse of older buildings because the facades are so interesting. And sometimes people are willing to do that. We saw that example here with the former post office, which is now a bank. But other times they want to tear down and build new, so you get a mix of that.
We are located in the historic Black Building, I guess. Can you give us a little bit of history about this particular site?
Well, probably should have occurred to me to research this building before I came up here. But there was a devastating fire in 1909. That really, really burned down the Elyria block, the original Elyria block, and pretty much just left the front facade. We have a picture of that fire in the book. And it was rebuilt on the same site. I was telling Bruce before we went on air, my doctor's office was up here in this building, and there was a really, really neat atrium. There was a beautiful skylight and all kinds of plants on the top level. And of course, again, the building's been adapted, so now that you have your studios here, the skylight's covered over, but the building's still in use, which is really nice.
When I first started working here, the doorway entrance was covered over. So, and they uncovered the sort of circular Elyria block with sort of the archway, which had not been seen before as well. Looking across the street from us, we have the, it's called the Worcester Building.
Or Worcester just, Block, yes.
And it's been many different things, but there was one day someone pointed out and said, see those little heads? There's like four little heads at the bottom of each of the arches. And there's also like a mortar and pestle at the top. So obviously a pharmacy at some point, I guess.
The heads were the gentlemen that first built the building, and they put their likenesses on there, and many different things there. I'm a baby boomer, and in my day, there was an Isley's in there.
Also, one of the things, you know, we talk about fires, but other tragedies really changed the face of the town. One of those was the streetcar accident, which kind of prompted the building of the hospital in the community.
Well, if my interurban aficionados happen to be listening, they would give you lashes with a wet noodle.
Okay.
Because it was the interurban, which was much bigger than a streetcar, which caused more devastation. But yes, the famous crash at the corner of 5th and Middle, which led to a community effort to build a hospital, which later led to a crippled children's hospital and later to a crippled children's society, which went national and became Easter Seals. So if anybody still doesn't know this, Easter Seals had its birth in Elyria, Ohio.
We're talking today with Bill Bird, Executive Director of the Lorain County Historical Society, and also Bob Ebert, who is the Secretary of the Lorain County Historical Society. They've put together the book called Images of America. That's the series, and this is the Elyria version. You talk about Elyria and their parades. Apparently, you must have lots of pictures of parades, or that seems to be something that this town enjoys doing.
Well, in 1958, the time was right, I think, from a community standpoint, to have a big celebration for the 125th anniversary, not of the town's founding, but of its incorporation as a town. It was a huge celebration, and they had a couple of really giant parades, and we have some shots of that. There were also parades for bringing Santa Claus to town. There were parades on 4th of July many, many times. We no longer do that. We still have the Memorial Day parade, which is quite well attended, and Halloween.
Looking at the book, too, earlier today we talked about, the passing of Robin Williams, and he portrayed Teddy Roosevelt in the Night at the Museum movie. We see a picture here of Teddy Roosevelt. Was this taken in Elyria with Arthur Garford?
Yes, and Garford and Teddy Roosevelt were very close to each other through the Bull Moose Party, and Garford had run for a number of public offices under the Bull Moose Party, and Roosevelt had even presented him with a moose head, which resides in the Hickory's mansion now.
Mm-hmm. Then there's Wendell Willkie. Look at these.
Yes.
There's a crowd.
Look at the size of that crowd.
I can't believe this crowd. Now, I'm not a guy who estimates crowds, but there is a lot of people.
That's a picture that I acquired for the collection prior to us writing the book, and I was stunned. The entourage is up on the tracks above Depot Street and East Avenue, and as you can see, there must have been thousands of people that came out to hear this speech. That was a big deal when you had a whistle stop for either party come through town for a candidate.
And it's important to see some of the other buildings that we have here and recreation. You even have, obviously, you have to include pictures of the falls because that's a beauty in this community.
Yes, and a lot of people, if they don't go down in the park and look, they don't understand how really, really nice the falls are. You can't include everything in the book. And, we have a lot of buildings. We have a lot of churches and schools, but we had to have a stopping point. And part of it was dictated by what is in the collection of the Lorain County Historical Society, too.
And then you also just have pictures of neighborhoods, too, to see, the different houses that are in there and as well as the old houses that are no longer there. Talk a little, I guess, if people want to get this book, how is it going to be sold? Where are you going to be able to get this now?
Well, we hope that people will buy the book through the Lorain County Historical Society. It is a fundraising activity for the Historical Society. And we get a small proceed if the book is purchased online, but we get a much larger proceed if the book is purchased directly from us. So they will be available both at the Hickory's Museum and at our primary office, which is at the Lorain County History Center, also on Washington Avenue. To kick this off, we are having a book signing next Tuesday, late afternoon into the evening, starting at 4 p.m. So from 4 to 7, Bob and I will be at the Hickory's to sign books and sell them, obviously. And in conjunction with that, we're offering evening tours from 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 6 o'clock of the Hickories. The Hickories is not normally open in the evening, so perhaps some people who normally can't get there would like to take a guided tour. We're giving a discount of $2, so the tour will only be $3 that night as a special event.
So I'm just getting fascinated by the book. I'm looking through here is history kind of the Elyria Fire Department. You can see how it goes from the horses to the modern era as well. Where do most of these pictures come from? I mean, who were these, like, people that were part of the city or the newspapers? Were these just individuals who had a camera and liked to take pictures?
Well, the fire department and the police department were both very generous in letting us use things from their own collection, which we also were able to scan now for our collection. The Historical Society over the years has primarily depended on donations, which is how our collection got built up. I have been more proactive and asking people, please let us scan your photographs so we have a better collection and we can make high quality scans. We don't have to keep the picture, but I just want that message to be out there that we are always looking for pictures of homes, of buildings, you know, from even 30, 40 years ago, because things do change so much, like you said, Bruce. But the pictures you referred to were taken by the departments.
Again, it's called Images of America, Elyria. Our guests today have been Bill Bird and also Bob Ebert. Thanks for stopping in this morning and putting this together so folks can have in their own hands, in their collection, some of the great photographs from the city of Elyria. And again, you've got the event coming up on Tuesday, August 19th, the Hickories. And I see you're also going to be stopping by Vandermark Jewelers on September 4th.
That's a Thursday evening. We'll be there with Jim. We hope that people that didn't get the book already will come in there and see us, and I'm sure Jim hopes that you'll look at the jewelry while you're there.
Well, why not? It's hard to mistake some of the shiny stuff that he's got there in his showcase. Bill and Bob, thanks for sharing the time. Appreciate your time.
Well, we really, really appreciate the opportunity, and if you can, just repeat the time for next Tuesday. It's at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Hickories, 509 Washington Avenue, a book signing and special discounted tours of the Hickories.
And you can always call them at 322-3341.